the whole process of editing is a process of paring the film down and keeping all the relevant material and getting rid of all the material that doesn't work for one reason or another.
It's like molding a piece of clay. And when somebody's thrown you some clay, there's a parameter of the clay, but you need to start manipulating it to turn it into something.
The first assembly of a pod race, a four-lap pod race, was about a 25-minute sequence.
Most of the things in lap two that were cut out because of length. The race was just going on. It was very, very long. We decided to trim a lot of the material out of lap two. You know, it's really in the interest of time.
The race was condensed down to something around 10 or 12 minutes.
Particularly in an action sequence like that, you got to be very, very careful that the momentum, the excitement, the tension doesn't get broken.
A camel creature waves its tail.
This is Jason.
And this is Gabe.
It's Pod Race Month, week number three.
A movie is a kinetic art. It has to do with movement more than anything else.
Stop your engines!
I know that George has an interest in racing from when he was a little younger. That has come over into this picture, that we have this tremendous race scene.
Well, I've loved cars ever since I was little, and I got involved in racing cars ever since I was like 14.
Can't get enough pod race.
Isn't the little like countdown clock to when the pod race starts, it's three little lights, beep, beep, beep.
Yeah. Yeah, we're on the third lap.
It's the final lap of the pod race, and it's pretty good chance this is going to be the final episode of Pod Race Month.
Yeah, it's like we had a plan all along that each episode of Pod Race Month was going to be a lap of the pod race, and we are now in the third lap. Hopefully, we will win the pod race month, but I guess we'll have to wait and see how this last lap goes.
You don't know, Sebulba could be right behind us. Chug, 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 chug. The cigarette boat coming up behind us.
We're going to get pushed onto the service ramp.
Somebody's going to be listening to this episode saying, those little human beings are out of their minds. Apple Podcast reviews, 5 stars. Those tall human beings are out of their minds.
Yeah, that's the saddest thing I think we're realizing with Pod Race Month is if we were in the Star Wars universe for real, we couldn't be pod racers because we're too big and we're too slow.
We'd be spectators. I'd want to go up in the Shmi box that little going up the tube.
Yeah, we could be hanging up there. We could be in like the pit crew or something, maybe.
Kitster is right on the side, hanging out with C-3PO.
Yeah, and R2-D2 and Wald.
Only the best. Only the best people on the side.
That's why Anakin won. He had the ultimate pit crew there. Naked 3PO. Wald probably had his frying pan so he could play ball at any moment.
Kitster, the always positive attitude of Kitster, and R2-D2.
Yeah. Yeah. You might be saying, okay, you did the sound of the pod race. You did who's who in the pod race. You were hinting at it last week. This is something we've never really understood fully about the pod race and this final lap of pod race month. And we're talking this week about the different versions of the pod race. And the fact that from the theatrical, well, no, really from the VHS of The Phantom Menace to the release on Disney Plus, the pod race never came out the same way twice.
Yes. Once it started coming out at home, it was different every time.
But we need to remember, too, the home version of Phantom Menace is a little weird because it came out kind of during the transition between VHS and DVD, and the VHS and the DVD did not come out at the same time like a normal home release.
No, the VHS was a huge deal when it came out, but the Phantom Menace DVD did not come out until 2 years after The Phantom Menace was in theaters. A year before Attack of the Clones came out, The Phantom Menace DVD came out. And The Phantom Menace DVD was the biggest deal in the world.
Yeah, so it kind of makes sense that, you know, the VHS, the Laserdisc, and the theatrical version are kind of one thing. And then, yeah, 2 years later when this DVD came out, it changed the world. And the world within the DVD changed.
So you may be asking yourself, what are you guys talking about? What versions of The Phantom Menace? What versions of the pod race? Because I really don't blame you. Because over time, I've kind of started to forget how different all the versions of The Phantom Menace pod race are. And we've done a lot of episodes of Blast Points about this, about the various changes throughout the history of the release of the films. You know, we did a whole episode last year about the detention block and how the audio in the detention block shootout scene was constantly changing. Look out! But this one is almost even wilder than that, because the changes, like the detention block shootout changes, pretty subtle changes across the board. The changes in the pod race have been extreme and subtle.
Yeah, well, and the big thing is, like, when the movie came out, there were people who were like, man, that pod race is great, but it's way too long. And then the DVD came out, and the DVD didn't have any ears, and it didn't hear anybody saying that, because it was like, we're going to make the pod race even longer. So I hope you liked it, because now there's even more to love.
And I distinctly remember watching that DVD and being like, wait a minute. The pod race is different. This is a whole different thing. And being kind of happy, like, oh man, this is like Phantom Menace Special Edition, and we didn't have to wait 20 years. It's happening 2 years later. And then, as we're going to go over in this episode, then you turn it like, well, I wonder what the deleted scenes are like. This is great. This is the first time ever in a Star Wars movie we're getting deleted scenes of anything ever. And you put it on, and it's like the whole pod race again on the deleted scenes with even more stuff on it that somehow was deemed too much for the already longer version that's on the DVD. Right. And I was like, because the deleted scene thing starts out and it's like, it's the scene. It's the pod race scene starting all over again. And I'm like, wait, what is this? More stuff. It's like the special edition that was too outrageous to even put it in the movie.
No, and that's a really good point. I didn't even think about that. Like, we were only a few years out from the special editions and the concept of, like, Star Wars as a special edition where it's Star Wars, but it's got more stuff in it. And then, yeah, with Phantom Menace, it's kind of like, that's just the way it is now. You know, get ready. And ultimately, it kind of was, that's just the way it is now. I hope you like it, because it's only been 2 years and we're already stuffing more stuff in this movie.
When I think of it too, is it being, this is George Lucas in the digital age of filmmaking now, and if he's wakes up one morning and is like, I should have done this with the pod race. All he's got to do is go walk over to ILM, knock on the door. John Knoll, you got to do some more stuff. I don't know. I'm thinking of some crazy stuff. And it's like, George, we're already working on Attack of the Clones. Like, we're knee deep in Attack of the Clones. I don't care. Got to do more pod race. Because I wonder if that's what it was, because in both the new theatrical version and the deleted scene version, there's entirely new sequences.
Well, I almost wonder too, because we know the pod race was kind of its own mini movie in the movie, and we know, you know, the sound team was working on it for years. Maybe a lot of these effects were in progress when they finally decided to cut it down. Like, maybe there, you know, there was a longer version of the pod race that was getting ready to be finished, and then when they kind of had to mix it into the rest of the movie and realize they had to trim some things here and there, that maybe some of those scenes were already in progress, so they didn't necessarily have to like go back to the animatics and finish them. They just kind of were already kind of in a semi-finished state.
That's literally like the only thing that can possibly even make sense. It's so ultimate Star Wars change madness, to the point where, you know, we did the episode a couple weeks ago where we watched each lap over and over again, or listened to each lap over and over again. But I don't know, like, what version is what. I don't know, like, I'm really curious to go back to the theatrical version, which we're going to do. We're going to have the audio for the theatrical version. We're going to talk you through it as we watch it. Because at this point, I'm so familiar with the kind of greatest hits pod race that exists now and is on Disney Plus, like the super edition of the pod race, the final edition of the pod race. Like, well, what was the theatrical? Was it 5 minutes long? Like, what was it? Because the version on Disney Plus is just like, yeah, that's the pod race. But that's only existed since 2001.
Well, which is a lot longer than the original version existed. The original version only existed for 2 years.
2 years.
Right? So it's not even like the, you know, A New Hope existed for, what, 15 years before the special edition?
Well, depending on, yeah, from a certain point of view, yeah.
From the official special edition to the point, yeah, of, you know, it's hard to even remember what that original version of Phantom Menace was.
But it's similar to, you know, how many episodes have we done where we talked about how especially A New Hope changed from release to release to release. I mean, we just did the 70 millimeter Empire episode, which was bonkers, keeping all that straight of when lines of dialogue flipped back and forth. Well, it was in this version, but it wasn't in that version, but it was in this version. These things were constantly changing. But that's, you know, like I said, with Phantom Menace, it was way more extreme than just like the detention block shootout in A New Hope, constantly changing from release to release to release. And the tough thing is, too, there's a lot of people that talk a lot about the original trilogy changes, like in detail. You know, like when we did the Empire 70 millimeter episode, and it's like, well, there's whole forums and discussion boards, and we were like going over pages and pages of information and research people have done. A lot of times Phantom Menace or the prequels in general, the changes are just like, yeah, and some stuff changed, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a lot less documented. Potentially that's because there are maybe less subtle changes, but it's probably, yeah, partly too, that just people aren't paying as much attention. And like we just said, the original version wasn't in theaters for very long before the DVD came out and changed everything. And I guess there's the VHS and the Laserdisc, but those are harder to watch. I don't know.
Well, and Phantom Menace isn't alone. Think about how the original version of Attack of the Clones has never come out on home video. It's true. The version of Attack of the Clones that most people saw in the theater, if they didn't go see it digital in 2002, has never come out on home video.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the same with Revenge of the Sith also.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. I think people, when things started coming out on DVD and Blu-ray, people went a little crazy with finding the differences, because I know I never would have noticed the change in Revenge of the Sith, but somebody else did.
We were going crazy. But that's the thing. We were going crazy and we were sending sound files to each other. Like, oh, my God, if I discovered this. Oh, my God, get ready. It's going to be different. And we were getting all excited. But maybe that wasn't everyone.
Yeah.
Well, it's the thing, too, that Attack of the Clones had the IMAX cut, where it was like a whole 45 minutes to an hour. We did a whole episode on that a couple of years ago, was cut from Attack of the Clones. It played in IMAX theaters, and there's no documentation. No one remembers what happened. Everyone's just like, oh, yeah, Attack of the Clones, that cut-in-half version.
Yeah. Well, people think they remember, but no one can confirm or deny whether their memory is correct at this point.
So there's just not as much research done on the prequels that there is the original trilogy, the changes from edition to edition. But I think the thing that helps us is we lived it.
Over time, I think as the prequels get older, the interest in the history of them maybe gets up. Because I feel like just recently there's a film scan of Phantom Menace going around. Like, no one would have even thought to look for that 20 years ago. Because no one would have cared. but now that it's Phantom Menace is old, it's kind of cool. To even people who maybe didn't love Phantom Menace, it's still Star Wars and it's still cool to find the old versions of things. And that, oh, yeah, it did come out in theaters. Oh, and it was on film and it was kind of, there are some different changes. So, maybe we just have to wait. And at some point, some of these theatrical versions will show up somewhere.
Well, and it's like we said last week, too, with the incoming theatrical release of The Phantom Menace, there were the grumpy people online when it got announced, like, whoa, 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 whoa. Like, why would they re-release that one again? But, and it's like, well, there's a lot of passion for the prequels out there. Look at The Bad Batch. Look at the Acolyte. The Acolyte is basically going to be the prequel as the TV show. Leslie Headland had said she is a prequel person. The Bad Batch is the prequels, the show. Everything happening is related to what we saw in the prequels. I mean, even look at something like Andor, where Andor is very closely tied to what happened during the Clone Wars and the prequels, leading us into the original trilogy. It's the prequels. It's a whole different thing. And yeah, maybe as appreciation of them being great movies is getting better and better year by year, show by show, movie by movie, whatever, maybe so will people obsessing over the fact that things changed in every edition, just like the original trilogy did.
It's nice to see the pre-pod race. There was a lot of anticipation, introducing all the drivers, the revving up of the engines, the milling of the crowds, the smell of the gas.
The pod race grid sequence in the original cut did go on quite a while because there was a lot of things in there that I liked, and Ben, who was cutting it, was very enamored with a lot of the characters that were in the race. The problem is that the pre-grid adventure almost became a movie in itself. We had to really cut it down to get it into into balance with the rest of the race. Sometimes we have to bite the bullet and say, even though we love this, it's really not appropriate to put it in the movie. And this way we were able to have our cake and eat it too.
Okay, so here we go. Like we said, we are going to watch the different versions. We're going to, because this is audio only, as I'm sure you already know, we're going to do the best we can to kind of guide you through each version. We're starting with the original theatrical version. We'll provide links to these. These are just on YouTube, folks. We'll provide links to the videos on YouTube. But before we start, let's give a brief overview of what happened here. 1999, there was the theatrical, short and sweet. The original.
If you can call the pod race short and sweet, that was the shortest and sweetest version. You could call the pod racers definitely short and sweet, as you learned last week.
Thank you, Tara Whitlatch. Then in 2001, you had the DVD and the pod race basically exploded.
Yeah, the pod race was changed forever and became the pod race that everybody knows and loves.
Then 10 years later, in 2011, you had the Complete Saga Blu-ray set, which is wonderful. A lot of people don't talk about it, but there were small changes to the pod race. Very small, but those are the ones we love the most, so we're going to talk about it. Then in 2012, you had the 3D re-release of The Phantom Menace, and there was one tiny change in the 3D re-release. So then finally, when they all came on Disney Plus, you had the ultimate version of the pod race with where all everything from all the changes was gathered up in the version that's on Disney Plus. So here we go. I'm excited. I'm excited to do the original theatrical pod race.
All right, let's do it.
All right, here we go. All pretty familiar.
It's the pod race. Well, and the thing to keep in mind that makes some of these things confusing too is it's not just that things were added to the DVD version, things were reordered as well.
Yes.
So there's like things you remember are still there, but they're in different spots. Have I mentioned that I love the pod race? Have I said that at all recently?
It's like, have I mentioned that I love the Phantom Menace? Now, yeah. Hold on, though. Getting from the beginning, like the opening to the flag parade, this seems weirdly short to me.
Yeah.
Didn't that seem really quick?
It was very quick, yeah. Yeah, just think back in the theater when you didn't know any better.
Maybe George Lucas was just being nice.
Well, maybe in the famous part from the beginning where he's like, maybe I went too far, he was just talking about the introduction to the pod race.
What does Ben Burtt say? Like, you're giving people a lot of information there.
Concentrate on the moment. The pod race was the more extremely part that he had to tone down.
I will.
But then he came to his senses.
I'll tell you, this 35mm version we're watching on YouTube here, when Sebulba was talking, it had the original captions too, which is just such a pleasure to see.
So pay attention to the sound we just heard before Jabba speaks, because it'll come back later. This will be best of all you. Yeah, because I feel like I don't know who any of the pod racers are.
No, literally, we saw Sebulba, we saw Anakin, and there was some in the background kind of moving around. That's crazy. There's no Odie Mandrell at all. We didn't hear Odie Mandrell's name. We didn't even see Ben Quadraneros. Now we're seeing all the other pod racers.
Oh yeah, there wasn't the Ben Quadraneros, was there?
No. That warm-up was a lot shorter, too.
Wait, little
Yes, I think this all kind of feels the same.
I see, that's the thing. I think so.
Well, it looks like Quadraneros is having engine trouble also.
Come on, Eddie!
But that's the thing. It's so crazy, like, we're going to get into, because, like you said, things are reorganized. There's subtle changes, and there's massive changes.
Yeah, so there goes Mahonik.
Yep.
Anakin's catching up.
I feel like the pod race also, like, just started. There's Aurora Singh, and when you watch, like, it on Disney Plus, it's been going for a much longer time before you get to Aurora Singh.
Yeah, true. Yeah, so I think now is still the same.
I don't think
it is. Here comes Rats Tyrell blows up.
There's a great video. I'll post it in the episode show notes too, where this person put all four different versions of the pod race kind of on top of each other, edit like in like a split screen, four-way split screen. And it's really mind-blowing because you'll see like this theatrical version playing versus the DVD and just how many changes there were.
Well, the other brilliant thing they do also is they mix in the deleted scenes where they would fit in the movie as well. Which just makes it even crazier because all the versions end up having sections that don't sync up because there's the deleted scenes. The oh no is always there.
Where is Master Anakin?
Look, here he comes.
I'm saying the same things over and over again, though, but the weird thing here is kind of watching this, it feels shorter, but it also just feels right.
I think because I want to say once the race starts, there are differences, but there's the most of the differences are in the start. But there is one coming up, I remember, when they get to the Sand People.
Yeah, as I'm sure you all just heard, there's a guy that just happened.
Okay, so I know the Foden Bede saying, "I don't care what universe you're from, that's gotta hurt," is in a different spot when we get to the new version.
Which is just weird to me because that felt right.
Yeah, and then here, we don't know who just blew up because we don't get the zoom into who it is.
True, yeah.
So keep that part in mind when we get to the current version.
So we said when The Phantom Menace is back in theaters in a couple months, it'll be the first time Digital Yoda has been in movie theaters pretty much that hasn't been in 3D, but also it'll be the first time that the Ultimate Edition of the Pod Race plays in movie theaters.
Skywalker's been forced onto the service ramp.
Thanks to one of the smallest, tiniest changes that happened.
All right. So he just jumped up the service ramp. Sebulba is mad because Anakin's in first place. I love the Klaatu guy that, or the Nikto guy that gives him the thumbs down. Number one Sebulba fan. Yeah, this all feels the same, I think. I mean, I guess if anything, the theatrical version really focuses the pod race on Anakin and Sebulba. It's true. Which makes sense. But it's kind of fun to just go nuts and see all the crazies. So I get why they made the change afterwards.
It's like you almost wonder if they knew everybody saw Phantom Menace. There weren't a lot of people buying the DVD if you didn't already see it in theaters or on VHS.
Right.
So by the time the DVD comes out, it's like, all right, well, you've already seen this. We can show you some of the other crazy pod racers and stuff. But there is something really charming about this short and sweet version of the pod race. And yeah, it just seems right. It's crazy Anakin's magnet stick is not in this at all, though. He's catching Sebulba!
Inga Boonga! Careful, Annie! Careful! Oh, you're right.
Yeah, and he's not spinning out of control.
You know...
It's just not in this.
It's just not in the, yeah. I think in my brain just is like, well, that already happened, right? I just missed it. But no, you're right. It wasn't even in there.
But this is kind of fascinating, though, because if you think of, like, what the Padres scene is now on Disney Plus versus this, if it originally, like we were saying, if it originally started closer to what we have on Disney Plus with maybe unfinished effects or animatics, and the fact that it was edited down to this, and this is so good and so tight, knowing how much was probably out there in 98-99 when they were working on this.
Well, right, because even the, with all the extra bonus stuff we're going to talk about, there was probably even, you know, there might have been 10 more minutes of pod race that they cut down to get to that.
Right. It's done already. The pod race is done.
All right, yeah, that was the theatrical version.
I was really like, Mom, I did it. And like, Anakin isn't moving his mouth at all. Okay, so here we go. Now we are going to watch the new version as first introduced in 2001. Yes, we said there have been changes since 2001, but they don't really affect the overall experience of the edit, the flow, what was added. There's other stuff that was added, but we'll get to that. It's not visual stuff, if that helps. Makes sense. Well, Nate, one of them is.
We'll talk about it when we get there.
Let's just roll the in quotes new version. Here we go.
That's absolutely right. And a big turnout here from our
I wonder how much we'll be able to tell what's different.
I know.
I see Ben Quadraneros from the Twin Sisters.
It's Ben Quadraneros. Wait, wasn't he there before? Was he there before and they just didn't say his name? Oh, no, this is longer. Or was it the same?
No, that was the same. Okay, Sebulba jumping up like that
Oh, this whole shot's different.
Yes, Sebulba pointing at himself and kissing to the crowd. Sebulba sitting on top of his engine thing. That was the only thing that was in the original version.
All right, there's Mahonik. This guy screaming for Mahonik.
That guy, he was not in the original. Deadbolt.
Deadbolt. No. Yeah, none of this.
Nope. All the Deadbolt fans raising the roof. Odie Mandrell, an early introduction to Odie Mandrell.
Pit Droids doing their Three Stooges ahead of time.
Yeah. Yeah, then we cut to Anakin. No, okay, so do you remember the... what were you thinking the day you got the Phantom Menace DVD? And you were like, oh, cool, we're on to the pod race.
I think I was just like, well, this is crazy. There's even more. Because I'm trying to think, there weren't... Were there pod racer toys? Oh, and then this scene.
Yeah, which this blows my mind. Okay.
Be safe.
I will not. I promise.
That's not in the theatrical version.
Yeah, but I get it because it's one of those things where kind of Anakin didn't need to talk to his mom because the scene with Qui-Gon kind of is the same scene in a way. But then when you don't have the scene with his mom, it does make you think like, well, why wouldn't his mom come talk to him too? But, you know, she dies every time he's in those awful races, so maybe she didn't want to be down there.
Remember, concentrate on the moment.
So, this is all the same. Qui-Gon talking to Anakin.
I will.
Or so we think.
May the Force be with you.
Oh, and here comes an audio change if you listen closely.
Yeah. So we'll focus more on that. If you didn't catch it, don't sweat it, because up until earlier this week, we didn't either.
Yeah, so. And now that I've heard it, it's like one of my favorite parts in the whole movie now. So ridiculous.
It was earlier this week. It was discovered, and I was just like, is it really? And then I did a little research, and I was like, oh, good Lord. And I texted you, stop what you're doing. Yeah. So we'll talk about that. But this is all the same, right? I think.
Yeah.
You should too.
You assume too much.
Start your engines!
Gearing up, getting ready.
Aren't there more engine shots here, right?
Yeah, there's a lot more engine shots of engines gearing up, like a lot more. Like this whole close-up on the fire coming out of the back of that engine is new. A lot more engine shots. But see, that's the thing. I really recommend folks going to the show notes and checking out the split screen that someone did.
Yeah. But I think it's a cool thing with this longer edit is everything's integrated really well, to where it's not like sometimes when you watch a scene in a movie where they added more to it and it's kind of obvious they added more to it. Some of it just feels right with this extra stuff in it.
Well, that's a really good point where, like I said earlier, I was blaming the fact that there's not more talk about the changes to the prequels. I was blaming it with people being grumpy towards the prequels. But maybe it's edited so well, because that's something that people would say about, like, the special editions, that things felt out of place. But maybe people watch the original trilogy movies more than the prequels, besides us, of course, and other wonderful people out there.
What were you thinking when the DVD came out, since you had seen Phantom Menace so many times in the theater.
Yeah, I thought I was like on acid or something. I thought I had like accidentally taken mushrooms, because that was the thing that the Phantom Menace DVD coming out was not like, hey, everybody, it's a new version. You just had to put it in. Well, all the home video releases, like when all the original trilogy DVDs came out, and there were like murmurs on the internet, like somebody had them, and it's like, everybody watch out, they're different.
Yeah, right.
And you and I would be calling each other, oh my God, get ready, are you ready? But no, I thought I was tripping. I thought I was going nuts. But I loved it.
Yeah, because it's like you couldn't run out to the theater and make sure that you weren't going crazy. Okay, so they're in the cave. I think this was the cave stuff was all the same. We're getting the first bits of Tuskens here.
Remember how quick it felt like the pod race was moving along in the theatrical version? This feels more natural.
Yeah, well, this is what we've been watching for 20 years.
Yeah. The real odd one out is the theatrical version.
Yeah. But it still feels good to watch.
Yeah.
It makes me wish Disney Plus just had that version as a bonus feature. If you just had like 3 less minutes to kill, so you could just do a quick watch of the theatrical version.
Like, think about in this version, Watto's yelling Zaboba is not in this version.
You're right. Yeah.
That's only in the theatrical. But if somebody woke me up in the middle of the night, splashed a glass of water on my face and said, Jason, if I go and watch the pod race right now on Disney Plus, is there the part where Watto yells Zaboba? Like, of course there is. It's in the pod race.
We just got the extra clip of the Gascano looking alien serving food. I think that wasn't in the theatrical one.
No, it's not. Yeah, the food vendor. Ooh, bah, bah, bah.
Wait, is this part? This is new, isn't it?
Yeah, this is not.
Anakin trying to pass Gascano?
Yeah, that. None of that. None of this stuff at all.
Yeah, him bumping into. I can't remember his name already after a week.
I know. Gotta bring back the pyramid. I know. No, none of. This is what, lap two?
Yeah.
Lap two here is much, much longer.
Yeah. Well, and that explains why when we were talking about the audio, when I was saying how much lap two is actually longer than at lap one and three, I think.
No, and I was thinking of that, like, when we did that episode, that now here we go with the magnet thing. I was thinking of that with the episode, that it's like, well, originally, they were all probably similar length.
Yeah. Yeah, like, this blows my mind that I feel like this part has always been in the movie, and it's really wild to think that all the time seeing it in the theater, there was no spinning and no him fixing his ship with the magnet.
No, and I remember thinking during the 3D re-release, like, oh, it's great to see this stuff on the big screen.
Yeah. All right, so they're heading back in the cave.
Yeah, really, people, you gotta watch that theatrical version.
Okay, so here is another. Yeah, the guy in the donut. And they move the "That's Gotta Hurt" to here.
Yeah, because the theatrical, the "That's Gotta Hurt" is right.
Or is it Quadraneros? No, I think it is the yay guy. Maybe you're right.
I don't remember already.
I've been transported to modern pod race.
Yeah, we could have watched the theatrical version twice in the amount of time that the normal standard pod race has been going on now. I'm not complaining, but that theatrical version was in and out so quickly compared to this.
All right, Anakin's up in the air. This whole section here's been about the same.
Yeah, you can't mess with perfect.
It's Skywalker. Mr. Yeah. Thumbs Down is still there.
Yeah, the number one Sebulba fan. Quick control thrust, and he's back on course. Did he crash it? This, I feel like, is all pretty.
The climax is.
Yeah, I feel like this is all pretty much the same. But wow, thinking about like Anakin's little part that gets loose on the side of his pod and stuff, that came up so quick in the theatrical version.
Yeah, and again, it's really. This version is more about the race in general. And everyone in the race, where the theatrical is just like laser focused on Anakin and Sebulba.
It's fascinating.
Yeah. And yeah, I guess you could argue that that's more important for the movie, but I think you can also argue that, have you seen the pod race? Like, it's ridiculous. Why not just have fun with it? Because it is, you know, like I think I was saying the first week of Pod Race Month of like, how much the pod race is like the Max Rebo Size Noodles song just popping up out of nowhere in Jabba's Palace, where it's like you're off. I mean, they know they're going to do a race, but once the race starts, it's just kind of like out of nowhere in a way. And the movie kind of becomes its own thing for a little bit and then goes back to normal.
And it totally makes sense. Like we were saying with, you know, that clip from the beginning documentary where if the pod race would have been like this for normal audiences in May of 99, and this is coming from us, it honestly might have been too much for normal people. It's true.
It might have been too much for us in 99.
I don't know.
We might not be alive anymore.
Yeah, we might have had a heart attack and died.
Yeah. But it might have been okay, because at least we would have seen the extended pod race before we went.
All right, we're coming to the end here.
It's like if someone came to us in 99 and is like, you can see the complete pod race now, but you will die, or you have to wait 3 years. What do you choose?
Or 25 years to see the final version of the complete pod race in 2D in a movie theater screen. There you go. Mom, I did it.
Yeah!
He becomes Rob Zombie there for a minute. Mom, I did it.
Yeah.
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 All right. So that was the version of the pod race we know and love that has been around for quite some time. Now, are we ready for the 6 minute, good Lord, deleted scene, the complete pod race grid sequence? This is on Disney Plus too, everybody, in case you forgot. Go to Phantom Menace, go to Extras, at least in the United States. I hear in other countries it's different, and that's a real bummer.
They might be on YouTube if you go hunting.
So here we go. We're going to do the complete pod race grid sequence.
All right, let's do it. So this, right, is the version that was too long to be in the DVD that they edited down to what is the current version.
Yeah. A dewback.
So this shot's extra, right, of like a dewback pulling in a pod racer.
Yeah, again, like I said in the beginning, that day that I got the DVD, it was like, wait, so what is this? Because I was already, my mind was racing from the longer pod race that was in the movie. And it's like, wait.
Yeah.
What is this?
Yeah. So here we get this, we get the Watto yelling Sebulba.
The longer Sebulba intro.
The extra shots of Sebulba.
Mahonic. So far, the only thing that really has been like there was that shot of the dewback carrying a pod. That guy, yep.
Here we go, Elon.
Mick Jagger lips, yeah.
And back again, it's the mighty Doug Boat with that incredible racing machine, the Boat 3.
Raising the roof, yeah.
A newcomer moving up from the minor win leagues. First time, big time, Mars Guo.
Mars Guo.
Yep.
And Jar Jar thinking everyone's cheering for him and Mars getting mad.
This scrappy little guy does not know the winning is cold here. It's Rats Terrell. His whole family.
Yeah, it's Rats Terrell's family. We
understand. Yeah, Rats Terrell's family and the babies. Yeah. So this. Again, it's like, what is this? Yeah, Bumpy.
And his band. And the audience playing for him.
Just hitting you so fast. More pod racer introductions. Seeing all these pod, like, I feel like watching this DVD was the first time we ever saw these pod racers.
Oh, yeah, totally. That's what I was saying. It's like there wasn't action figures for them yet, I don't think. There was just the...
Aronto. Delicious wraps.
Oh, Aronto wraps. Right? There was just the, like, Anakin Sebulba toy, I think, maybe was out. Oh, this is, like, the build-up to the fart. The more EOP fart.
The Opie, like, oop, I got a fart, and then squeezing it out. But in relation to last week's episode, think about this. Like, some of the, how many times did we say, is this guy even in the movie? I've never seen this guy before. Some of the stuff in this version is not in the version we just watched.
Right. This is the only way to see all the pod racers.
And how often are people watching this? Not very often.
Yeah, not enough.
Yep. Right.
Whoa. Also, I love that on Disney Plus, it looks like somebody recorded this footage off their phone playing on a DVD player in their house.
I will.
May the force be with you.
You know, right off the DVD.
Grandiolus, I'm into top arena. Kind of, yeah.
Looks like a VCD that was found in a trash can.
Oh, okay, here comes Java.
Let's go to Bastamania.
These last couple days watching all this Podracers stuff, I've really been getting into that little red R4 droid that hangs out with Jabba up there.
I understand that.
I never really appreciated it enough before.
Just think, it's been about 5 minutes and the race hasn't even started yet.
Yeah. Is he nervous?
He's fine.
You Jedi are far too reckless. The queen is not.
The queen trusts my judgment, young handmaiden. You should too.
You assume too much.
Start
your engine. So a lot of this, we're into the kind of the extra. Oh no, here's more people with levers and stuff. Maybe that's not in the movie. Mohanic.
Yeah, another shot of Mohanic waving. Yeah. This scene and the one we're about to watch, they don't really count as deleted scenes. I guess maybe they do. It's just, it should be labeled more as like the extra outrageous scenes.
Well, it's like the extended version, the hyper extended version. Because here's even more engine shots. Or was that one? Is that one that's
like, I almost feel like that one was in here's what I'm thinking. No, that was another new norm, another new engine shot. So already in 2001, when this DVD came out, there were three different versions of the Padres scene. Two different versions being on the same DVD.
I love Rhett's revving his engine. And oh, there, yeah, Jabba's eye view of him eating the frog. Yeah, Rhett's Terrell's family getting excited because he's revving the engine.
Okay, so that was the end of the pod race, the complete pod race grid sequence. Now let's go to the other extended pod race thing that's on the extras on Disney Plus. The extended pod race lap 2. 4 minutes, people. 4 minutes.
Just for lap 2. All right, are we ready?
All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3, go. All right, lap 2. Already different.
So Bulba flashing someone with his vents, setting him on fire.
Yeah, I clearly kind of remember, because I remember these cleanup droids coming out, and I know, cover your kids' ears here, folks, but I remember sitting on the couch watching the DVD being like, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
Yeah. More droids, flying things that droids come out of. Oh yeah, this extra pit scene with
Bumpy. But you know, and the thing too is, we're used to, like with Star Wars prequels, some of the deleted scenes having unfinished effects. You know, I think of the raid on the droid control ship in Attack of the Clones, even though that DVD wasn't out yet, but there is stuff on the Phantom Menace DVD that was kind of unfinished, kind of rough, and you're like, yeah, this was cut early on. But the reason why I was thinking that, watching these scenes on my couch, it's like, these are done. These look amazing.
Well, and that's the thing, a lot of these ones that look very done are the ones that ended up back in the movie. Because they were done.
But I think of like the repair droid sequence thing, where it's like, what?
Yeah.
So
this, oh yeah, this is a new shot. So there's somebody was looking at their rearview mirror on a screen.
I think that was Sebulba. Yeah. Seeing the
yay!
Skywalker spinning out of control. Now here's Anakin spinning out of control.
Well, and it's probably worth mentioning right now during this part is this is the thing that was changed for the 3D release, right? Where they changed the design of his magnet wand.
Yeah, which is just bonkers. So, the 3D release is what is on the DVD, except for the end of Anakin's magnet wand is completely different.
They added a little bit more detail to it.
Yeah, it looks like the tip of a screw. Like, if you go and turn it on right now on Disney Plus, that's what it looks like. And that was first seen in 2012 in the 3D release.
There's the sand people. The Tuskens are shooting at Jawas who are trying to scavenge from the Podrace wrecks. Which is kind of funny.
I every time I see that scene, I'm taken back to the first time I watched the DVD, and I was like, you gotta be kidding me.
Yeah.
So that's the deleted scenes. If at least in the US, those are on Disney Plus, folks. When you get wherever you're listening to this right now, when you get back home, if you're at home, stop listening to us right now and go watch those.
The pod race for me was the milestone of the movie. One of my favorite things is a bit with the salvage droids.
The salvage droids coming in is, again, one of those kind of digressions that is amusing, but it didn't really move the story forward.
I think one of my favorite moments in that is when Anakin comes sailing around the corner really fast and he collides with one. And there's just a beat, and all of a sudden, like, the head drops at your feet.
There was a sequence I really liked originally in the race where Anakin lost the cable on one of his pods. It became detached.
Skywalker is spinning out of control!
So we see the cockpit turning around. We see him stabilizing the cockpit. We see him pull a tool that we had never seen before. When we saw the original animatic, he didn't have a tool. But I think Ben Bird and George had worked on putting a tool there because that would be the only way that he could reach it.
Ultimately, when we saw it where he just grabbed it, it didn't really seem to make much sense. So I added the magnetic device to sort of bring the loose cable in. Once we start to see the Videomatics and the reality of the Videomatics, I change the way it works in order to make it more believable.
That existed for the longest time. Those are insane. Now, the Blu-ray came out in 2011.
Yeah, and visually the Podrace was the same, but audio-wise there was a change. And it's a wild one.
This is what rocked our world earlier in the week. So Fode and Bede introduce Jabba the Hutt. Let's play the audio from the theatrical DVD. This is the way it was up until 2011.
Grandiola, an intertop arena, Jabba the Hutt.
So then 2011, the Blu-ray comes out, and this is what it sounded like.
Yeah, it's like my new favorite thing. I don't understand why they made that change. I'm sure maybe someone who speaks Huttese maybe knows what he's saying, but it's just like some guy yelling instead of the crowd doing the la 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 Jabba thing.
When you know that changed from the DVD to the Blu-ray, and then it was there in the 3D, and it's on Disney Plus now, it's like, why? But I love it. It's like, was George Lucas reviewing the changes for the Blu-ray, and he's like, that's gotta change. I don't like that blah, 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 blah.
Maybe he was at a real race somewhere, and there was some guy like just yelling nonsense in the stand, and he was like, I really need to add that to the pod race. More Star Wars mysteries. They'll never all be solved, because there's always new ones getting added.
Wikipedia also says that for the Blu-ray, there was an effects error that caused Fode and Bede's hand to pass through their vest. That was fixed. I've never seen that. I don't know if somebody wants to go and get out the DVD version and find the part where Fode and Bede's hand goes through their vest. Be our guest. There was, again, to bring it all back home, There was 1999. Everything changed in 2001. The Blu-ray, 10 years later. Small changes. The 3D release. The tip of Anakin's magnet thing changed. Now on Disney Plus, you've got the Podrace Greatest Hits, the Ultimate Edition. That's what's going to come out in theaters in May.
As far as we know.
Right? As far as we know, yeah.
We don't think there would be anything different, but you never really know until you're sitting in the in your seat watching it.
I hope something changes. I really do.
I know. At this point, if it's not changing, what's the point? But even if they don't change anything, it's going to be exciting to see all the Podrace goodness on the big, big screen again.
Yeah, I can't wait. And I think that's the one thing from these 3 weeks of Podrace Month. It's gotten me so excited. I was excited to watch all the movie, but to experience the Podrace on the big screen again, it's just going to be so amazing. The sound, the visuals. I mean, that's the thing. We just watched the Podrace like, what, 3-4 times or something just in the past hour. There's not one shot in there that has aged, that looks a little wonky. We said that like in our first episode. There's a lot of movies from 1999 and later that do not hold up as well as that.
Yeah, the Podrace looks good. It sounds even better. And just a matter of weeks, we'll be able to see it again the way it was meant to be seen, giant and loud.
Episode 1, the critics agree, the best behind-the-scenes documentary I have ever seen. Star Wars Episode 1, on DVD, October 16th.
And these last points, too accurate for sand people. Only Imperial stormtroopers are so precise.
Everybody, guess what? Apple Podcast reviews. When you get done listening to this, we'd love it if you went over there, wrote something nice so more people can find the show when they're looking for a Star Wars podcast. And if you listen on Spotify, all you got to do is leave a 5-star review over there.
And check out our website, lastpointspodcast.com, and make sure you're following us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And if you're on Facebook, make sure you're part of the Super Chill group.
We've got the Blast Points Army on the Patreon, where by the time you are listening to this, our episode all about episodes 6 and 7 of the Bad Batch Season 3, Infiltration and Extraction, will be up and out. We're doing those every week, talking about Bad Batch Season 3. We're having a good time. We're coming up with some crazy ideas.
Yeah, we're having so much fun being back in the middle of a new Star Wars show and having new episodes every week to talk about. It feels like it's been so long since there was a show, even though it's literally just been like a month or two. I don't know. When was the last show?
Ahsoka, since from Ahsoka to this, when Bad Batch came out, we were like, we need new Star Wars. Yeah. But a huge thank you to all the members of Blast Points Army, and hope you've been enjoying these episodes as much as we've been doing them. But that wraps up 394, and that wraps up Podrace Month, which has just been a ton of fun.
We made it through the third lap. We did it, Mom.
Yeah! So no new episode next week, folks. We're taking a little spring break. We will be back on April 2nd. April is going to be another fun month of episodes. We got some really great stuff planned for you all before we get into May. May is things are going out of control. We got to get out the magnet stick and rein in May because Phantom Menace, Blast Points episode 400, lots of stuff going on in May.
It's going to be a good time.
So until then, everyone, thank you all so much for listening. We'll talk to you that first week of April.
Bye-bye.
May the Force be with you.
Goodbye, old friend. May the Force be with you.
May the Force be with you! Ah!